All right, well, I'm going to miss that song, especially the ending. It just kind of stops. But it's just perfect, and I love the words, and thank you, Harold Payne. We love you, and yeah. We just want to thank all of the musicians, the singers, the writers who have allowed us through all of this time, the last year and a half, to use their works royalty-free and just offering it as a gift, and it's such a beautiful thing. So thank you, Harold Payne. All right. Well, did you ever have a day when it was just so easy for you to see how perfect your world is, how perfect your individual life is? Maybe it just started out and you woke up and you heard the birds singing and you took some extra time to just listen to and appreciate their happy morning songs. And then maybe it was a day when you felt just so good in your body, and you felt so good about everything that was going on in the lives of your loved ones, just feeling good. And maybe it was a day that you were so filled with a sense of well-being and ease that you may have found yourself humming or singing or dancing without even seeming to choose to. I mean, have you ever had one of those days? Hopefully we've all had plenty of those days. I mean, as we've been talking about, life is supposed to feel good while we're living it. And the joy is in the journey, as they say. On the other hand, have you ever had a day when it wasn't so easy to feel that everything was perfect in your world? Oh, maybe the day started in a hurry and you had things to do, so even though the birds were singing, you didn't take time to listen. I mean, because you were in a hurry. You were rushed. You had appointments. And maybe the day included some appointment that was physically uncomfortable, like a medical procedure. Or maybe there was some other condition going on in your body when so you didn't feel so good in your body. And then maybe something happened that seemed negative. And it happened in the lives of those you love. And so you weren't feeling as emotionally calm. And as the day unfolded, it was filled with such vivid contrast to the good that you wanted to feel that not only were you not spontaneously humming and singing and dancing, you found it hard to find that center of peace and well-being within you, or to remain there even if you did find it. Ever had one of those days? Hopefully we've all had only a few of those days. But I gotta tell you, I had one of those days last week. Whew. It was a day that was filled with big contrast between happy yays and shocking uh-ohs that it had my full attention. Life's supposed to feel good while we're living it, but some days it doesn't feel so good. But that's when it's truly important for us to find a way beyond the situations and conditions of the day to feel good anyway. And to feel it as quickly as we can. Because every moment, no matter what's going on, we are emitting a creative vibration, and a negative focus on what we don't want only makes matters worse. So how do we uplift ourselves from within so that we feel positive and we feel a higher vibration when so much unwanted manifestation is going on? Abraham Hicks tells us that we can begin by thanking Source, because big contrast means big solutions. As the day unfolded for me, I became more and more grateful to God for my gift of spiritual independence from the world of events. As Jesus said so long ago, and we said just recently, we can be in the world, but not of the world. Einstein said, I think 99 times and find nothing. I stop thinking and swim in silence, and the truth comes to me. When we're expecting big solutions, we swim in the silence of gratitude. And as we feel that gratitude, as we just silence our mind, we stop worrying about what's happened or what's going to happen next. We stop fighting against the situation by trying to humanly fix it or worry it into improvement. And we mentally rest so that we can manifest the good we want to bring forth. Eckhart Tolle said, when you say yes to the isness of life, when you accept the moment as it is, you can feel a sense of spaciousness within you that is deeply peaceful. The peace that passes our understanding of why things happen and transcends our need to fix it or figure it out is always present right where we are. It lives within us. It is the full cause of our physical expression when we don't get in the way. And as we let go and know that all is well, even when on the surface it doesn't look that way, we feel a spaciousness within us and we find that deep peace. And it's only from that deep vibration of that holy spiritual center that we can call to us the good outcome or outcomes that we desire. No matter what's happening as we participate in the world, we're still free to allow ourselves to have a happy heart full of gratitude and a mind of positivity, and to allow it to fill us with great expectations for good solutions. And great expectations of good will always bring about good outcomes for us and support the good outcome of others. Science of Mind tells us to be able only to think and dream of freedom would not be liberty. To imagine without the power to manifest that imagination would be to remain in a sort of dream world which would never come to complete self-realization. This is not the world in which man lives at all. For man's world is one of self-expression, even though that expression appears at times to destroy him. As we said last Sunday, freedom of will means that we have the ability to think and say and do as we wish, to express life as we individually desire to, And because this is so, we have the power to manifest our imagination. And we're free to imagine the worst, and we will be right every time. We're free to join in the doom and gloom conversations around us about our world, and to accept the worrisome predictions we hear as unavoidable facts for our future. It's not easy to stay positive in a world that seems to fixate on and even celebrate the negative. But since our thoughts affect what comes next for us and the world we live in, it's a good idea for us to use our free will to think positive, uplifting thoughts. Difficult or easy, it's essential for us to find a way to center ourselves in peace and trust that no matter how things appear to be, things are always working out for good for us and everyone around us, and when we do, things do. I became more clear last week than ever before that no matter what is going on in any moment, even if on the surface of things it doesn't look good, isn't an indication that my freedom to choose has gone anywhere. I was still the one with the power to choose how I wanted to experience my life. Which brings us along our spiritual journey through the alphabet to the letter O once again. And today, O is for one. And as I mentioned, the title of my talk this morning is One of a Kind. To paraphrase the science of mind statement of being, we are spiritual, vibrational beings of love, living in a spiritual, vibrational universe of love that is governed and organized by the law of attraction. We're an individualized expression of love and one with all that exists. We could say that the kind we are one of is love. Our self-expression is an individualization of the one creation of love, the Christ of God's creation. That's who we are. We're the one. And we're still the one, no matter what we've thought and no matter what we've done. The way of transformation tells us the only choice that matters is before you now, as it is always. Love or fear. Resurrection or crucifixion. Joy or suffering. Unlimitedness or smallness. The choice is always yours. This is the spiritual independence and freedom that we've been talking about all month. And even though today is the last Sunday in our focus specifically on it, it's essential for us to keep our spiritual independence and freedom in our mind as we continue to move forward into this post-pandemic manifest world and physically interact with each other. Because things keep changing in this physical realm, and it's hard to keep track. Thank God, the spiritual realm that is there to guide us and direct us hasn't changed and is unchangeable. Science of mind tells us to suppose that a divine law could be broken would be to assume that man has the power to destroy divine harmony and wreck the universe with his actions. I mean, with all the media focus on politics and conflict and hate, with all the climate changes around us, with all the finger pointing about who's right and who's wrong on just about any subject, it certainly makes it appear that we've wrecked the universe with our actions, or at least our world in it. Our world seems to be taking one step forward and two steps back in a tangled tango of fear. We're free to join that dance. I mean, who knows? Step out, step back. It's an endless cycle. Or we can claim our freedom to dance to the rhythm of a different drum, one that resonates with the holy vibration of the heart of love. It doesn't matter if we choose to interact with each other with or without a mask, up close or at a social distance or even just on the phone. It's all good. What matters is what's motivating the choices we're making, love or fear. The spiritual teacher and guru, Muji, said, "Don't waste time watching and reacting to the minds of others. Your own mind causes more trouble than the minds of everyone put together." It doesn't matter what others are thinking or doing or why. It matters what we're thinking and doing and why. How we're choosing to see one another and be with one another. We took on these human forms so that we could experience each other physically, so that we could recognize each other in the light that created us and sources us still. Without the contrast of these physical forms that make us appear separate from each other, it would be hard to make a distinction between each other. It would be hard to tell who's who. But even with these bodies, we remain one in the holy light, that one holy light of Christ that is God's only creation. That hasn't changed. We've just got some definition going on. We came here to dance and sing and make love and co-create and celebrate in this human experience, to join in the creation of beautiful forms and experiences together. Muji said, "We have all been uniquely and meticulously created in divine life." This is divine life, right here. "So that we can intimately hear and discern the great spirit of love abiding inside our hearts." We're here to discern the great spirit of love abiding in each other's hearts. There's so much we hear about how we should be with each other, so much fighting against one another, so much fear that it only serves to confuse us as we listen. And it keeps us from intimately hearing and discerning the great spirit of love abiding in our hearts or feeling it within anyone else. That's why it's essential for us to center ourselves in the love that created us And let that love guide our individual expression of ourself in this world. No matter what's going on in any moment, no matter how it looks, whether it looks like it's moving forward or going backwards again, and maybe on the surface it looks like bad news, but it isn't an indication that our freedom of choice, our freedom to choose, has gone anywhere. We're still the one with the power to choose how we want to experience this life in the moments of our life while we're here to live it. One of a kind also means according to the specifications of a particular individual, unique. So the question we might want to ask ourselves as we interact with each other, wherever we are and whoever we're interacting with, what are my specifications for my particular individualization of the one self of love that is emanating from the mind and heart of God? That's the only life in any of us. How are we going to individualize it and express it in this world, no matter what's going on? We may be out-picturing uniquely in these human images, but within us, we're still spiritual beings of light and energy, sharing one universe together. There's no way of getting away from each other. I mean, even if we never physically ever are with each other again, we're still one in the one. We're still connected. And not only connected, we are swimming in it. Differences are nothing for us to fear. If we choose to live from a place of love, to come from love, we can learn to honor each other as the one of a kind expression of love we are, knowing that it's the same kind of love that we are, that we're all the same. We're all in this together. We get what we see. What we see, we get. And there's no getting around it. When we look at each other with eyes that see only oneness with ourselves, we find that no matter who we interact with, a friend, family member, someone we've just met, total stranger, we experience that one as we are. A beautiful, harmless, unique, one of a kind expression of love. Namaste. All right. Doesn't that make you want to go out and play? Okay. Well, this is the time of our service when we get to say thank you. Thank you to everyone here for your love and for showing up and being present here. It's a beautiful thing, and we are so grateful. Thank you for everyone who is watching live stream and wherever you're watching from, that you took the time to do that this morning. Thank you if you didn't have time to take time this morning, but you're watching it later on. Thank you for tuning in whenever you tune in. And thank you for your financial support, because it's allowed us to continue to do what we do, and that support helps us to grow. It helps us to expand in our outreach. It expands the way that we can touch each other and come together. So So thank you for that. And if you're new this morning and you're wondering, well, dang, I sure want to help support LEC. This is good stuff. Then here are several ways to do that. You can donate on Facebook. If you're watching live, you're there now at our Facebook page, Life Enrichment Center, but don't do it now because it'll take you somewhere else. You can contribute on our website, lecflint.com, and maybe when you go to check out the events or listen to this again or read that lovely synopsis, you can hit the contribute button. If you are a member of PayPal, that's a way to do it. And you can always send a check to LEC at 2512 South Dye Road, Flint, 48532. And thank you.